Have you ever priced a full glass panel upgrade for a certified Cessna or Piper? If you have, you already know the answer to why I'm doing this segment. I'm Vector on Clear Direct, Radio Hangar's technology deep dive, and today we're talking about something that took decades to happen and is still reshaping the cockpit. Dynon Avionics, specifically the Dynon Certified line. The Skyview HDX system that finally brought competition to the certified glass cockpit market that one company owned almost entirely for the better part of 20 years. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. If you've earned your wings, whether it's a first solo or your CFI ticket, they make aviation challenge coins that actually feel like they mean something. Beautifully crafted, built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down. Because this story is about more than just screens and a panel. It's about what happens when regulation creates a moat so wide that an entire market stagnates, and what happens when someone finally figures out how to cross it. For decades, if you wanted glass avionics in a type-certificated airplane, you had basically one serious option: Garmin, the G500, the G1000, later the G3X. All excellent products. Genuinely excellent. I'm not here to bash Garmin. They earned their dominance by building reliable, capable systems and doing the enormous amount of certification work required to get them approved. But here's the thing about a monopoly. Even a benign one, prices don't come down. Innovation follows the company's timeline, not the customer's needs. And an entire generation of certified aircraft owners looked at the cost of a modern glass panel and said, "You know what? I'll just keep flying behind these 40-year-old steam gauges." We're talking $40,000, $60,000, $80,000 for a full Garmin retrofit in a certified airplane. For a plane that might be worth $120,000 total. The math didn't work for most owners. Meanwhile, over in the experimental world, Dynon had been selling gorgeous, capable, affordable glass panels for years. The Skyview HDX was already the dominant system in experimental home builds. Pilots building RVs and Sonexes and Zenith 750s were flying with 10-inch touchscreens. Synthetic vision, engine monitoring, autopilot integration, the whole package for a fraction of what certified owners were paying. And every time an experimental builder fired up that Skyview for the first time and saw crisp, bright, modern avionics that they installed themselves for under $10,000, they asked the same question: why can't I have this in my Cherokee? The answer was regulation. Specifically, technical standard orders, or TSOs, to sell avionics for installation in type certificated aircraft. Every component has to meet TSO requirements. That means extensive testing documentation, environmental qualification, software assurance levels that follow a standard called DU 178C, and a certification process with the FAA that is neither fast nor cheap. Dynon knew this. They'd been watching the certified market for years. And to their credit, they didn't just complain about regulation, they did the work. In 2018, Dynon received the first Supplemental Type Certificates, or STCs, to install their certified Skyview HDX system in specific Cessna and Piper models. The Cessna 172 and the Piper PA-28 to start. And the aviation world paid attention, because the price point was roughly half of what the equivalent Garmin installation would cost. Let me put real numbers on this so you understand the magnitude. A Dynon certified Skyview HDX system with a 10-inch primary flight display, engine monitoring, and a backup battery installed was coming in around $20,000 to $25,000 depending on the shop and the specific configuration. A comparable Garmin setup with a G3X Touch or G500 TXI was running $40,000 to $50,000 or more. That's not a marginal difference. That's the difference between upgrading and not upgrading. That's the difference between a Cessna 172 owner keeping the airplane for another 20 years with modern safety equipment, or selling it because the panel is too obsolete to be practical. Now, here's what most people miss about why this matters beyond just price. It's about the technology philosophy. Dynon came from the experimental world, where pilots are builders, tinkerers, people who understand their aircraft systems intimately. The Skyview HDX reflects that. The interface is clean and intuitive. The menu structure makes sense. The screen brightness is phenomenal. And if you've ever tried to read a dim avionics display on a sunny day at 8,000 feet, you know that matters more than any spec sheet feature. The synthetic vision on the Dynon system is, frankly, beautiful. Terrain rendering, obstacle depiction, traffic overlay, all on a display that feels modern in a way that some certified avionics still don't. and they included features that the experimental community had been enjoying for years. Things like built-in angle of attack indication, CO monitoring integration, and a Wi-Fi interface that talks to your tablet running ForeFlight or other electronic flight bags. The autopilot integration deserves its own discussion. Dynon SkyView Autopilot, which in the experimental world had already proven itself as a smooth, capable two-axis system, was adapted for the certified line. Getting an autopilot STC'd is no small thing. The certification requirements for autopilot systems are rigorous, as they should be, but Dynon got it done, and the result is an autopilot that many pilots say feels more intuitive than the older Garmin and S-Tech units they replaced. But I promised you balance, and this wouldn't be clear direct if I didn't give you the honest picture. Limitation number one, aircraft coverage. Dynon Certified started with a small number of STCs covering specific models. The Cessna 172 SNR models, the Piper PA-28 series, and they've been expanding, but it's still not universal. If you fly a Beechcraft Bonanza or a Mooney or a Cessna 182, your options may be limited or non-existent depending on when you're listening to this. Each new aircraft model requires a separate STC, and each STC requires its own certification effort. That takes time and money, and Dynon is a much smaller company than Garmin. Limitation number two, dealer and installer network. Garmin has been building relationships with avionics shops for decades. They have a massive authorized dealer network. Dynon's certified dealer network is growing, but still smaller. Finding a shop near you that's experienced with Dynon certified installations, that has the STCs for your specific aircraft, that has done enough installs to be truly proficient, that can be a challenge depending on where you're based. And in avionics, installation quality matters enormously. A great product poorly installed is a bad product. Limitation number three, feature parity on the high end. If you want the most advanced features, the deepest integration, the widest database support, Garmin still has an edge in some areas. Their flight plan management, their integration with their own navigators and transponders, their approach database coverage, it's the ecosystem advantage. Garmin talks to Garmin seamlessly because they control the whole stack. Dynon is still building those partnerships and integrations, limitation number four. And this is one pilots don't think about until they need it. Long-term support and parts availability. Garmin is a $7 billion company. They're not going anywhere. Dynon is private, much smaller. And while they've been around since 2000 and the company is financially healthy by all indications, when you're putting avionics in an airplane, you plan to fly for 20 or 30 more years, the longevity of your vendor matters. This isn't a reason not to buy Dynon. It's a factor to weigh honestly. Now, let me tell you what's happened in the market since Dynon kicked the door open, because this is where the story gets really interesting from an industry analysis perspective. Garmin responded, and they responded aggressively. The G3 X-Touch certified system came down in price. The G5, their small round replacement instrument, was already competitively priced, but Garmin started expanding STC coverage and pushing the value proposition harder. Competition did exactly what competition is supposed to do. It made the market better for everyone. The data tells an interesting story here. Since Dynon entered the certified market, the overall number of glass panel upgrades in the legacy piston fleet has increased. Not just Dynon taking share from Garmin, but the total pie growing. Owners who had written off a glass upgrade as too expensive started reconsidering. Some went Dynon, some went Garmin at the new lower prices. But more airplanes got modern avionics, and that's a safety win for the entire community. And there are other players watching this space too. Uavionics, which we've talked about on this show before, is attacking the certified avionics market from the low end with products like the AV30 series. Avidyne continues to push their IFD navigator line. The certified avionics market is more competitive in 2026 than it has been in two decades. And Dynon Certified is a big reason why. Let me talk about one specific use case that I think illustrates why this matters so much. Flight schools. Flight schools operate on thin margins. They fly Cessna 172s and Piper Warriors that are often 20, 30, 40 years old. Those airplanes need modern avionics to train students who will eventually fly glass cockpits in the airlines or in modern general aviation aircraft. But a flight school can't justify $60,000 per airplane for a full Garmin suite across a fleet of 15 trainers. The math destroys you. Dynon Certified changed that equation. Schools can now put modern glass panels in their training fleet at a price point that's actually sustainable. Students learn on real glass avionics. The school's airplanes become more attractive to renters. Safety improves because pilots have synthetic vision, traffic awareness, and engine monitoring instead of a six-pack of round gauges and a hope that the vacuum pump holds together. I've visited three flight schools in the last year that went Dynon for exactly this reason. All three told me the same thing. The students love it, the instructors love it, and the cost savings let them upgrade more airplanes faster. There's a philosophical dimension here too that I think is worth spending a minute on. The experimental aviation community has always been the innovation lab for general aviation. New ideas get tested in home builds first, where the regulatory burden is lighter and individual builders can accept more risk. Angle of attack indicators, electronic ignition systems, composite construction techniques, so many technologies that are now standard in certified aircraft were proven first in someone's garage-built RV. Dynon's journey from experimental darling to certified contender is a case study in how that pipeline is supposed to work. Technology matures in the experimental world, a company builds confidence, refines the product, develops a track record of reliability across thousands of installations, and then, when the technology and the company are ready, they take on the certification burden and bring that proven capability to the broader fleet. The FAA deserves some credit here, too, and I don't say that lightly. The regulatory pathway that allowed Dynon to certify their system via STCs, rather than requiring full TSO approval of every individual component from scratch, that was a pragmatic approach. The FAA's acceptance of the STC pathway for this type of upgrade lowered the barrier to entry without compromising safety standards. The systems still have to meet the same performance requirements. They still have to demonstrate the same reliability, but the path to get there became navigable for a company that isn't Garmin-sized. So where does this leave us? What's the honest assessment? If you fly a Cessna 172 or a Piper Cherokee and you're thinking about a glass panel upgrade, Dynon Certified should absolutely be on your shortlist. Get quotes from shops experienced with both Dynon and Garmin installations. Compare the specific features that matter to your flying. Look at the autopilot options. Look at the display sizes available, and be honest about whether the Garmin ecosystem integration matters for how you fly. If you fly a different aircraft type, check Dynon's current STC list. It's expanding, but it may not cover your airplane yet. If it doesn't, that's not a knock on the product. It's just the reality of certification timelines. And if you're shopping for a used airplane and you see one with a Dynon certified panel already installed, don't let unfamiliarity make you hesitate. The hardware is proven across tens of thousands of experimental installations. The certified version is the same core technology with the added validation of FAA approval. The bigger picture is this. The certified avionics market is healthier than it's been in a generation. Competition drives better products, lower prices, and faster innovation. Dynon didn't just build a good glass cockpit, they proved that the moat around certified avionics wasn't as uncrossable as everyone assumed. And every pilot who upgrades an aging panel because the price finally makes sense benefits from that proof. This segment drew from Dynon's published STC data, pricing information from multiple avionics shops, and conversations with flight school operators and installation professionals. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Vector. The best technology isn't always the most expensive. Sometimes it's the one that finally makes the upgrade possible. See you next time.